up to Daf Tezayin Omed Aleph, erech 20 lines from the bottom. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Rabbi Kive, Ibnei Ma'omro Teire Eviyu Omer BePesach, Ibnei Sha'Pesach Zman Tvuhu. So Rashi says, Sha'Pesach Zman Tvuhu, Zman Sha'Tvuhu Nidoynis Bo. So Rashi seems to learn that this Maimer of Rabbi Kive is going according to our Mishneh, according to Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that holds Ba'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidoy. So Memele, so that's what Rabbi Kive says. So since it's a Zman that the Nidoyin Ala Tfue, so that's why the Rabbeinu Shloilam said to bring a korban oimer. That's how Rashi learns. They bring down the Ramban. Ramban holds that this is no shaykhis with Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, and it could go a filu if we hold that Rav Meir, that the Olam is Nidin Bereish Hashone, the Gzardin is Yom HaKippurim, and there's no special din on the Dalet Barakim. Afal Piken, Rabbi Kiva said, Mibnei Ma'omra Teire Viyo Omer BePesach. So now we have to understand, so what's Pshat? So the Ramban says that Pshat is that Be'emesin, the din is Bereish Hashone, this is the Loshna Ramban. Ba'afal gav da hakel niden bereish shone. Tziva kodish bochu shenisratze lefonov bidvorem eilu kol echod bizmanoi. The Rabbeinu Shlom said that we should, in this man tvue, we should bring an oimer. In this man kshomim, we should be menasech mayim. And all these pu'ulas are schusim that when it comes to the din of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah will help. We have to understand what is pshat though the loshen mimnei she'pesach zman tvuhu. What's that zman tvuhu? So Rashi says it's the zman that's nidin ala tvuhu. But according to the Ramban, what does mean she'pesach zman tvuhu? Oma Kodesh Baruch Avir Lefonai Oimer BePesach Kedei Shetizborech Lochem Tvue Shebesodes. It could be that BeEmesin, according to the Ramban, the Oimer that they bring this Pesach really helps for the Tvue of next year. Nesha Pesach Zman Tvuehu, it's not needed in Allah Tvue, but the Oimer helps when there'll be a Rosh Hashanah, so you'll have the schus of the Havos HaOmer in Pesach, so that will help in the Din Rosh Hashanah, shetisborch lachem tvui shebesodes. So it could be that what Rabbi Kiva said, Nesha Pesach Zman Tvuehu, means as follows. Bach Sechmir Rav Dessler says in an ode that the union of the Kolben Omer was that really when Tvua grew in Pesach time, so these were accepted facts of life. This is the Teva. You plant and it rains and it grows. I mean, that's L'davinenu taken for granted. Klal Yisrael brings a Kolben HaOmer to show that there's no such thing as Teva. The Faker that Lakim is gematria teva, that fakert, everything, that if everything goes kishure and the sun shines and it rains and everything grows, that's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to show that we're indebted to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore we bring the Korban Omer. With that he says, Pshat Be'emesin, Chazal tell us that, the Mordechai was learning with the Tinoikis, Hilchis HaOmer. And Haman Taine, that Faker, that the Osa Kumtze Ditchu, that what you were learning about the Oimer, that was Doiche, all his Ishtadlisen, the Shkolem that he gave. So he explains as follows. Haman was from a Shita that Faker, everything was Asher Kolcho, Afilu Yisianes Goli, it's also a Mikre, that was the Koyach HaTume of the Amalekim. They were Makrish and Ashgocha, Afilu when you saw Ashgocha. And the koyach of Klal Yisrael is faker. The koyach of Klal Yisrael is afilu when you don't see Ashgach, when you see Dvorim Tibiyim, we're miyaches this to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So it could be that pshat in the Loshon HaGemore. Hey, viyu oimer bepesach neisha pesach zman tvua. This is the zman that tvua comes about. So lechayre, it is taken for granted. One is not miyaches the tvua to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's the Omra Teure, since it is as man tvua, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hevi'u Lefonai Oimer, and the Oimer, the Korban Oimer, is to show that we are mamin, that everything was bor Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedei Shetisboruch Lam Tvua Shebesodeis. Mimnei Ma Omra Teure Hevi'u Shtei HaLechem Ba'atzeres, Neisha Tzeres Zman Peres Ha'ilunhu, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heviyu Lefonai Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres, Deishi Yisboruchu Lachem Peres Ha'ilun. Now there's a problem over here, what Shtei Alechem is a Shaykh is with Peres Ha'ilun. Shtei Alechem is from Chitim. So Rashi says, Yiratzu Al Peres Ha'ilun. The Shtei Alechem is Meratze al Peres Ha'ilon, Shehein Matirin Lahavi Bikurim, Shehein Meviim Bikurim Koidem Latzeres, Tachsiv Bikurei Ktzir Chitim. That is with Shvuis, then this man from Avos Bikurim. I think Rashi means as follows. What does Rashi say? What is Rashi saying? Rashi says it's Meratz al Peres Ha'ilam Shehein Matirin Lahavi Bikurim. Barsach Mir, there is a Medrash Tanchume, the Medrash Tanchume in Parshas Tetzaveh says, U'bikurim shehoyu makriven hoyu mevolchin es Peres Ha'oretz. The Medrash Tanchume says, in the schus of the Havos Bikurim, so that brought about a brochen, the Peres Ha'oretz. That was the koyach of the Avos Bikurim. Here it says in our Gemara that al yidei de shtei alechem yisbolchu lechem Peres Ha'ilam. So Rashi Dachstachmi in the first Mahalach wants to say that ba'emison it's an indirect brochen. Shtei alechem yiratzu al Peres Ha'ilam. The shtei alechem is meratz al Peres Ha'ilam. How does this come about? Shehein matirin lahavi bikurim. That means through the shtei alechem one brings bikurim. Shehein meviim bikurim kaidem latzeres. And bikurim is lamaise. That's what the Medrash Tanchum says. That the bikurim bikurim shemakrivim hoyu mevolchen es peres ha'oretz. That what about a broche? So since this was mesavev the havos habikurim, so this is also called sheyizbolch val yodai, because the shtei alechem is mesavev the havos habikurim, which that brings about the broche. Like the Medrash says in this week's sedre that the Bnois Yisrael thanked Moshe Rabbeinu for rescuing them. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't thank me, thank the Mitzri. If it wouldn't be for the Mitzri that I killed and I had to run away from Mitzrayim, I wouldn't be a Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu, steht in Medrash. Because of the mice of the Mitzri, so we were Nitzel. So since the Shtei Alechem is a Sibe for the Avos HaBikurim, so Bemele, so it's called that the Al Yedei Shtei Alechem Yisbolchu Peres Ha'ilam. V'ani Shamati, then Rashi says a second shot, Rav Yehuda L'taimei, the Ozla Kemandoma B'Sanhedrin, Eit She'ochel Odom Arishin Chita Ha'isa. That Chita Gufe comes from an eight. So Bemele, so the Akrov of the Shtei Alechem, That alone brings a brach in the Peiras Ilam, because the Shtei Lechem is from the Peiras Ilam. The Imru Lefonai Beroisha Shone Malchiyais Zechoinais Vesheifreis. Malchiyais Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Asmi the Dark Echaim says that the Bar Sheberov, he says that the Amire should be such an Amire that one should be Mamlech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Al Yedei Amire. That means one should be Misamik in what he's saying. And he should be Mamlech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on himself. Zechoineis Kedei Sheyale Zechoineichem Lefonei Letoive Ubameh B'Shoifo. So here the Ritva says that the Poshe Pshat is that Bishas, the Amiris, Malchis, Zechoines, Vishayfres, we should be Tekeya also. From here we learn that the Iker Mitzvah Tkiya Shayfer is Bishas, Amiris, Malchis, Zechoines, Vishayfres. And the Psukim of Shayfres is that the Zichrein Truah, that means not only do we blow Shayfer, but we speak, the Zichrein Truah is the Psukim which speak about in Yonei Shofar, that's also Male, these three in Yonim. Omar Rabbi Abo, Lomo Toikin B'Shofar Shel Ayil, Omar Kodesh Boruch Hu, Tiko Lefonai B'Shofar Shel Ayil, Kedei She'askil Lachem, Akedas Yitzchok Ben Avrom, Umalan Yalechem, Ki ilu ekaditen atzmechem lefonai. The Ritva says pshat in this Gemara, Ivtiach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avraham shekol zman shemachzikim bedrochav v'oisin hamitzveh bechibur sheyizkor lahem akedosai. It seems this is a besondere chibuv. Meiker adin, one could use other shayfreis for the mitzvah of tkiya shayfer. That will use a shayfer shel ayil to be meirer the schus of the akede. So that is taket, that brings about va'atem chav v'mitzvah zu zeicher la'akedes yitzchok v'hoilchem bedrochov. Zmalani aleichem ki ilu omarti lechem lakeid atzmeichem lefonai vasisem. They bring from the Ksav Sefer another pshat. Ksav Sefer is meirer kedei sheesker lechem akeidas Yitzchok ben Avrom. How does the ben Avrom come in? And what's the union of akeidas Yitzchok? I mean, lechere the Indian was the halos Yitzchak or Gabi Mizbech. What's the Akedas Yitzchak? The Akedas Yitzchak, there was no mitzvah of tying Yitzchak. So the Ksav Sefer wants to say that Be'emison, Bishas, they were going to the Akedah. So Avram was Besimcha, Yitzchak was Besimcha, they were Meiridike Madreges. When they came to the Akedah, so Yitzchak Avinu asked Avram that he should tie him. Maybe he says that a person is olu to nishyonis. Maybe chodukh fallen b'shas deshchite. So mele tie me that I shouldn't be able to shter deshchite. The akedas Yitzchak was al yedei Yitzchak. That means he requested it. Akedas Yitzchak shows the chulshe of an odom. One can be a Yitzchak, he can be a Ben Avram, a Falpikain. When it comes to an Nisoyin, one can never know what his reaction will be. So Memele, that's what the Ksav Sefer wants to say. That is Ars Chus Bishas Tkiya Shefer, that Rabbeinu Shalom should remember we're only a Basel Vedom, we're all to fall in Nisoyinis. That's the limud from Akedas Yitzchak. Zuktais vis b'shoifer shal ayil b'perik u'bezdent nan, Rabbi Yosi marsha af b'shal pore. Avol kaimelon k'Rabbi Yehuda de toikim b'shal eilem kvufin k'de b'skinin hosom b'gmor. Sogt die Gemara weiter, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Teuken, Bereish Hashanah. Sogt die Gemara, Lama Teuken, Rachmana Omer Tikl, what's the Shaila? Ella Lama Merien. Sogt die Gemara says, that's also no Kashi Merien, Rachmana Omer Sichrein Truhe. That's why this Tki is in this Truhe. Ella Lama Teuken, Omerien, Kshehen Yoishwin, the Teuken, Omerien, Why are there two zmanim? Why is there the tkiyas b'shas yeshiva? Kaidim shemayne esrei, the tkiyas b'shas shemayne esrei, kidei la'arvev asotin. So Rashi says, kidei la'arvev, shelo yastin, kshayisma Yisrael mechavevin es ha-mitzvahis, mistatmen devor. He won't be mekatrik, because he sees that Yidin are mechav of mitzvahs. What is Pshat and Rashi? Rabban Zechayne Levroche writes in an ode that Pshat and Rashi is as follows. The Gemara says in Broches that the Malachi Ashoris asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we say in Bichas Koinem Yisa Hashem Pono Velecho. So they asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how could the Rabbeinu Shel Olam be nice upon him to Klal Yisrael? The Pasuk says, Asher lo yisa upon him, lo yikach sheichat. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not nice upon him. So how can they say yisa Hashem pono veilecha? So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam answered that it says in the Torah, vachalto v'savoto v'rachto, So we see from the Gemara Ayesot that the Rebbeinu Shlom told the Malachim that the whole anhoge of Asher lo yisa ponim is tamazay. But if Yidin are medagdik b'mitzvahs, the mechavev mitzvahs, the chiyev birchas amozn is only after sviyah. And they want to bench afilo before sviyah. So the mechavev mitzvahs birchas hamazon, so mechavev mitzvahs birchas hamazon, so memele, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is nice upon him. The pasuk of lo yisakiru upon him, Rashi says that if a dayin is makir upon him to one of the two balidinim, so Rashi says lofik shekshroye shedayin mechaved es chaveroi mistatmin tanoiso. The other Baldin sees that the Dain is noited to one of the two Balidinim, so Memela's mistatment I noisab. So Memela's, he wanted to say that this is Pshat and Rashi, that what Rashi says, Kshelo Yastin, Kdela Arvev Shelo Yastin, he won't be Mastin. That's his Taine. Kshayishma Yisrael Mechavim Esa Mitzvahs, so Memela, he knows that Abish is nice upon him to them, so Memela is mistatmen Dvoro. That's what he says, Pshat, in Rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. V'toikin umeriyim k'shem oimdim. Teim ha'ka'ovar mishum bal Taisiv. V'toch Taisvitz, how can you blow two times? The mitzvah is t'kiyah t'ruah t'kiyah. And three times three through at kiyah, and now you do it tuzman. So we're moisev on the mitzvah. V'chi teime emfaktois v'skiven de kvar yotzo. That means, as soon, l'chayre sadeis means as follows. That as soon as you blow at kiyah to miyushiv, your yotz are ready. Havalei shalai bizmanoi. So that means, so now it's not anymore the zman of the mitzvah. The Le'ova. The Gemara says later in Rosh Hashanah that the inyan of Bal Toisef, when is one over Bal Toisef, that Tavke, if it's in the Zman HaMitzvah. If the Zman HaMitzvah, he does a pu'ula, which is Moisef on the mitzvah, so then there's a Aveira of Bal Toisef. But if the Zman HaMitzvah is finished, then he's not over about Taisif unless he's mechavan l'shem mitzvah. He's not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, doesn't become a hisofer. Bisman a mitzvah filu is not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, but since it's bisman a mitzvah, automatically becomes a yisofer. So Taisva says, so maybe you'll tell me this teretz, that l'maisa the zman a mitzvah ended already. They were yaitze with the tkiyas the miyushib. So memele and shalei bismana, you're not over. That's what Taisus wants to say. Before we go further, the Rajbe brings down also this kasha. Why aren't you over about Taisif? L'chayre. Ah, you'll tell me that it's shalei bismana. So the Rajbe says, ha miskaven hu lemitzvah. He's miskaven lemitzvah. So we have here a machloikis, Taisvis and the Rajbe, which is very unclear. It seems Taisvis held that l'chayre, what's pshat yom mechavan lemitzvah? You were yaitza the mitzvah already. So the second time we blow, it's not shach that I'm mechavan now to be mekayim mitzvah shayfa, I was yaitza mitzvah shayfa. So it's no kavone l'kiyam ha-mitzvah, so memele, so there's no bal taisif. The Rajbe at Kahalt Nefes Nitaza, even though you blew once, now I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah al seder ha-brochis. Perhaps the Rajbe held it shayich to do over a mitzvah, even though it was done the first time, you can do it over more mehuda dike oifen. So memele, so one is mechavan l'shem mitzvah. It's very unclear what the machlokes Taisvis and the Rajbe is. But the Rajbe says he's mechavan l'shem mitzvah, and Taisvis held he's not mechavan l'shem mitzvah by the second tkiyas. It's also very unclear. The Ran brings down Taisvis. He says the whole shtek Taisvis is what Taisvis says. And then the Ran feels that the Iker Tkiyas are the Tkiyas al Seder HaBrochis, and the Tkiyas to Miyushiv, those Tkiyas are, that's La'arve V'Sasotn. So that is also very unclear. If he brings down Taisvis, and Taisvis says the Kvar Yotza, Taisvis says Yer Yotza with the first Tkiyas. So how could he say that it's kvar yotza and the ikat kiyas al seder abroches and the first kiyas aloni la'arva v'sasotn? Chayrif and Taisus vayis Taish yemekayim the mitzvah with the first kiyas. We mekayim mitzvah tefillin today. If there's no mitzvah tefillin, so I'm not being meniach l'shem mitzvah tefillin. So there's no bal Taisif, but the emesin. That's my chalamoitaka. There is that suffix, and it's only, you bring me niach mikoyach suffix. Here the Rajbe meant by Shmini Atzeres, there's no suffix. We're not misupit. We know beboki bekmi diyalche. Ba'afal pikein, with the Chazal said that one meisev yasvinin, that one should sit in the sukkah, Shmini Bechag. So al kolchoch, so why isn't there a bal toisev? So there's no bal toisev, because since it's the Chachamim told us to do it, the holy bal toisev is davke midas atzmai. And then he brings another raya, the Rajbe. He says, the lav of bal tigro. So he's a mechudish tike Rajbe. We push it understand that what is the lav of bal tigro? We understand the lav of bal tigro is, if a person will be mekayim the mitzvah on an oifen garua, that means, let's say, he'll wear a beged with three tzitzis, or wear tefillin with three parshias. So he's doing the mitzvah in a garua dikoif, and that's the lav of bal tigra. The Rajbe holds if a person doesn't do a mitzvah at all, he's also oiva bal tigra. B'chlal mosayim moneh, that means if you're not doing the mitzvah at all, so memele yoyve bal tigra, affect the Rajbe kasha, so we that we don't blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah shachaliyas b'shabbos. He says, what pshat the Torah says you should blow shofar, we don't blow shofar. So yoyve bal tigra, we be megereya and mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah says you should blow shofar this year, we don't blow shofar. So he says the same yisod, that since that we're not doing it al pi datenu, so memele doesn't fall into the category of bal tigra. V'omar Rav Yitzchok, kol shono shein toikin lo betchiloso, meirin lo besoifa. Poshet pshat is that every year, Shein Toikin lo betchilosa, Meriri lo besaifa means, the Ritva says pshat in the Gemara, that it means that when they were not Toikeya twice. They were not Mekayim, the Stakonis Chazal, la Alvi vesasotin. They didn't do it. Mustam Zayim Frumba than the Teire. They just blew Seifa once. Is the Sofet sign that there'll be Tzoritz, and they'll have to be Geyser Tainis, and they'll have to blow Seifa again at the end of the year because of the Tzoritz which will Chas V'Shalom occur. By time, the Loi I Arvev Sotin. Because then the Sotin wasn't Mu'uriv. Mu'uriv. That means, so that's the Chshivis of the Irvev Sotin. Let us see Taisvis. Tela Arvev Esasotin. Perish ba'oruch kedeise b'Yerushalmi bila hamoves lo netzach. That there will come a time when the sotn bila hamoves lo netzach, there won't be a malach hamoves anymore. B'ksiv v'hoya b'yoyim ahu yitoka b'shoif ha'godu. Katshoma kal shipure zimna chode, when the yetzahore, the sotn, who has sotn or malach hamoves, so when he hears the shofar the first time, boil v'loy boil. But when he hears it the second time already, Oma vaday zeo shipura di yitoka b'shofar godol, umote zimnei lemizbela, so now already it's approaching this man of bila hamoves lenetzach, umisarve v'les leipnai lemevet kategoria. This Yerushalmi is very difficult to understand. L'chayre, and l'chayre de Rahoya b'yayimu yitoka b'shoifa godol, l'chayre de Rabbeinu Shalom et blazen de shoifa godol. So l'chayre katshoma kal shipure, the second time, zehu shipura di yitoka b'shoifa godol, the Ritas Haloshen, what episodes give is that he's toilet, that this is the shoifa already. That's my other safe shot, that Emerson, we never know how close we are to this matziv. It is a Meiridike Medrash. The Medrash says the Hashkofis, the difference between Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Bilam said, Ashurenu v'loi korev. So it's more common, but v'loi korev. And the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki korev lecha hadovol mi'oid. There was a different outlook. The Sotan knows better that the matzev of Klal Yisrael by Rosh Hashanah with this Eiris of Tshuva, it could be very close. So when he hears the Shaifa already in the second Shaifa on the Chibuv Mitzvah, so he already, Spirit already, that it's getting close to the Yitoka B'Shaifa Godel. But I don't know if that's, the Lashna Taisis is not Mashma like that. Poshet Vais Taisis Toile that Zehu Shipura di Yitoka b'Shoifa Godol. Vice is that this is the Shoifa. It's very difficult to understand. Also, the Lashon of Tosfos at the end is also difficult to understand. First it says, Umis Arve, he gets Fatumult. Then it says, V'les Leipnai Lemevet Kategoria. So then it's Vice is the Chesod, from the beginning Vice says, he's Fatumult. He's Fatumult is good. So Zod Leibn Fatumult. Then Tosfos says, V'les Leipnai. Seems the Chesoran isn't Fatumult. He doesn't have enough time. It's unclear. Shein toikim b'tchilosa, meforish balochis gdoilis, lav de mikle b'shabata, ele de isyalid unse. That, what Rabbi Yitzhak said, if it was ein toikim b'tchilosa, is merim b'soifa, that is dafke, if an oinus happened, a filo an oinus happened, there's a machloikis rishayin, the mother say dafke, an oinus not, dafke, b'shoigik, they didn't blow the shofar, but the Ritas Lashna Taisus Vaisis, I feel that there was an oinus. Oinus is not commander of it. I mean, oinus ahin, oinus aher. We have a teretz why we didn't blow, but a irvu vasotn is nishdo. So Mamela, so Taisus says, I feel an oinus will happen, and that's Mustam Epshat. There was ein oteikin lo b'tchilosa, but meri lo b'seifa. But if the reason they didn't blow shofar was because it was Shabbos, so Memele, so then there's, Safilo again, there's no, L'chayre, there's no Irvuv HaSotn, Afal Pikein, there's no problem of Meirin Lo B'Soifa. Rabban Zochein of Locha explains the Bahag as follows. The way we mentioned before in Rashi, that the whole Irbu Vasotin really comes about because Yidin Amachab of Mitzvahs. The Inyan of Chibu of Mitzvahs that brings about a Nesiyas Ponim from the Rabban Islam to Klal Yisrael. So Rabban says, Stell sich vor, when Yidin don't blow Shofar, taking into consideration the magnitude of mitzvah shofar, the Eibishter is oimid, or lekim besrue, mekisei din, lekisei rachmem, the desirvo vasotten, and Klal Yisrael doesn't do it because there's a far-fetched chance that someone might go and mimava daladamis b'shusarabim, b'afen d'chobna reshusarabim, b'afen d'chobna nakire, in the Rosh Hashayochid, and Anoch in Rosh Hashayochid, who says we have Rosh Hashayochid b'zmaneinu, and yen is doch given a to b'dvar mitzvah. The whole minia from Tkiya Shofar because of this chshash was a very far-fetched chshash. Va'afal pikein, Klal Yisrael blosnet shofar. So what are we showing with this? We're showing with this how choviv mitzvah Shabbos is. That a chilu a vaitach shash of chilu Shabbos, oh, but there might come about a chilu Shabbos, so we don't blow a shofar. So trabaran some meila, so the chiv of Shabbos is ma'arviv the sotan. That's pshat in the Bahag. So if it falls out in Shabbos, so the chiv of Shabbos is b'mokim the chiv of mitzvah of tkiya shofar. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Shono Sherosha Betchiloso Misasheres B'Seifa. Every year that is Rosha Betchiloso, it seems Machlokes Rashi in Taisvis, is the end will be a Mutzlach Dikiye. Shenema Meireishis Hashone Vad Achri Shone. So it says, the Mephoshim say the Diak is because the shana, the last shana is miyuta. Mereishis shana vad achrisa. What's vad achris shana? So number one, it says mereishis ksiv. It's written chaser aleph. So if the reishis is a loshen of rosh, if it's mereishis hashana, if by the reishis yidna are an amatzav of roshim, then achris shana, then there's an achris. Soifo, that means that there's a choshev aches. That's why it's a shono. It will be take a mutzlach dikiyeh. Now, what does this mean? Sheroshe betchiloso. So Rashi says she is royal oisin atzmon roshin beroish hashone. They make themselves roshim. And what's that? They make themselves roshim. Tvila is said b'derech tachnunim. A rosh is mispalul b'derech tanuch tachnunim. So the hachno of Klal Yisrael, that brings about the hatzloch of the shonim. Taisvah seems to say, sherosh b'tchiloso, shemitoich shisraelim roshim, libom nishbo. Taisvah weiss Taisvah that bepashtes, The beginning of Rosh Hashanah, they didn't have panosa, so libam nishba. If it's libam nishba, merachmim aleihem min hashamayim. The Omar Rav Yitzchak ein donin es ha'odom alafi maisav shal oisa shal. The din of a person is the way he is now. Shenemar ki shoma alekim el koil hanar, Basher hu shom. Rabbi Shloim listened to the tefillah of Yishmael, Basher, what he was then, Rabbi Shloim did not look what will be later. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shal oisa shom, vafilu hu osid laharshia laachazma. Afilu later is osid laharshia, but al kaponim, but now he's not in that matzev, so the Eibisht is done Basher hu shom. Shenema ba'asher u'shom, u'motzinu bebreishis rabbe, omru malachei ashor slnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayne shaloylam, mi sha'asidim bonov lohomis esbonayich betzomei, Hatamala loy be'er, that means the Bnei Yishmael went in the davka, they went and they brought about Amisa Mishune b'tzimoyin teklal Yisrael, shenemar masa ba'arov, likras tzomei heisoyu mayim. You should bring water for a person who was tzomei. And they didn't do that. Shei meitzin likras ha'goylim, the watzmeim already minei meluchim, v'noidesh nefuchim, kedisa hosam. So Memele told, so the Rishoyim lo isay dover, and for such a, and for Yishmael, the Bein Shalom will be, make a nes and be malaber, omalem, hasho tzadik hu oirosha, omaloi tzadik, omalem, basher hu shom, Yishmael kerana, basher hu shom, eini don es ha'oilom elo bishate. The Mizrahi asks Akashe, is what is the inyan of a ben tzeira u'meira? Ben tzeira u'meira is nidin al shem seifai. So the Mizrahi answers that a ben tzeira u'meira has already started an hugis which will eventually bring him to achiyev misa. That means he started doing this. So instead of, he should continue doing this as yom ezakev or yom ezchayev. But lemaisa, he's in a matziv now, which will eventually bring him to Achiev Misa. So then it's Nidin al Shem Seifa. The pshat is, here we're speaking about that Basher Rusham, this Ra is Osid Laharshia Laachazman. Now there's no matzav whatsoever. There's no matzav of Resha. And that is there's a anhoge of Basher Rusham. Now let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel for 1 minute. Omar Rab Yitzchok, en donim lo odom elo lefi maisov shel oiso sho, shenema ki shom alakim al kol anar basher rushom, va'af al pi shegoli v'yedua ki kshe yigdal yeitze letal basro, but basher rushom is nit ozay. Yerushalmi, Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Omar mehaikro, im zoch v'yosho ho'yiso engsiv kan, Alimzach v'yosha ato achshav. So this is a meiridike Yerushalmi. So the Rav Volben Alishu explains Yerushalmi saying a meiridike chiddush. The Gemara said that the actions which he will do soifoy sheyeitze letar besro, that does not affect the din. The din is basher usham. But the actions that he had done, that is zikha affects the din. The Yerushalmi said, Zoch v'yosher ha'yisa engsiv kan, elim zoch v'yosher ata achshav. That means a moiridike koyach of yom of Rosh Hashanah. If a person in Rosh Hashanah is a zoch v'yosher ato, even though it wasn't ha'yisa, the past wasn't a past to be proud of. But if in the Rosh Hashanah alone he could be a zoch v'yosher, This a din of Basher Usham. Zoch v'yosher ato ha'yisa engsiv ka. Zoch te gemore weiter. V'omar Rav Yitzchok, gimur dvorim maskiren aveinoysov shel odom. Eilu hein kir notui v'iyun tfile u'moyser din al chaveiroi. V'omar Rav Chanon kol ha'moyser din al chaveiroi hu nena shtchile. If a person is mekatrig an yene, he's fordering that yene should be gemishpet, is hu nena shtchila. Shenema v'toymer soray al Avram chamosi alecho, shietaynes to Avram, v'chsi v'ayove Avram lispeid l'sore v'livkoiso, so therefore sore was nifta before Avram. Zogt Rashi, Kir notui, v'oiver tachtov, maskir aveinoisov. That's maskir is aveinu, sh'oimer, maybe sh'oimrim, klum loy zeli osis loy neis, mitoich kach hu nivdak. That means a person puts himself in a matzav of sakone, that he needs a nest to be nitzel, so mameila, that's ma'irer, abdika min ha'shamayim, is he deserving of it? V'iyun tvile, soymech al tvilosoy shetahei nishmas, ubatuach shetahei nishmas, umisamitz lechaven liboy. The Tosfos HaRosh brings down from Rashi a little further. This doesn't sound too bad. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, "Umitoich shesoimach al tfilosoi." That means since he will, that his tefillah, this tefillah al kaponim, was misametz lachaven liboy, so this should zichah be accepted. Shenire loy sheroy hu lekach shetiskabel tefilosoi. Maskirin loy avinoisa, vaimrim loy aloy ze veze osa. That means if a person is coming with a taine, with an assumption that he's taki, he's deserving of the sheyishma tefilosoi, so that's ma'ire akitriganim. Ma'iser din, kemayishpeit Hashem beini ubeincha, aimrim krum ul roi hu sheyonish chaveiroy al yodoi. Vayovi Avraham hu kovar oisa. Zogt Tosfos, ve'ion tvile, oimer Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say a different shot in ion tvile, not the way Rashi says. The hoche kehu de get poshit, the gimel dvorim ein odem nitzelbem b'chol yoim, which comes out of Moira de ke chumra according to Rabbeinu Tam, that no one is nitzel from these three things, and the Gemara says, maskirin abinoysev shel odem. These three things are memela ma'ira rakitri maskirna benayisiv shalodom. The kachoshev iyun tefila kloimar she'ein mechaven liboy betfilosoi. How does that come to iyun tefila? So, to say it means like a summa is called a sagi noyer. So a person who's not mechaven, Chazal called it iyun tefila. It's good mechaven given. Now Tosfos brings down a Yerushalmi. I once saw a perish in the Yerushalmi, but I couldn't find it now. The Yerushalmi is doch very difficult to understand. Kedoma be Yerushalmi, the broches perka yekoire, oma rabchiye rabbe, rabchiye hagodl said, min yoime loy kavonis elochat, I never was mechaven by davening. Elochat, by Shmei Nesre, elochat man bois mechavenis, one time I wanted to be mechaven by Shmei Nesre, Yeharis Belibi, and all of a sudden I started thinking, Va'omri man olo kume malke kodomai. When I'm going to go to the Melech, so who's going to go in first? Al kafta ireish gelusa. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Ano monis prochaye. I used to count oifis, b'shashmei nesre. Rabun bachia Omar, Ano monis dumsa. I used to count shuris. Omar Abmone, Machzik Anotivu Lereishe, we have to be very thankful to our heads, the Chimotil Amoidim Havikore Migami. Baruch Hashem, automatically the person bows down by Moidim, the person could be, the Belzuk Tachavelta, like Kavei Amokim Litfilose, like Avrom Be'ezra, he means, because usually when a person is davening Shmei Nesre, he's all over. He's there, and he's there, he's in a lot of places, he's thinking about so many things. So, Kavei Amokim Litfilose, if he's in one place, like Avrom Be'ezra. So, do shteitoch, that the Marzik Anotiva Lereshe, that Al Kaponim, it's in the computer already, that automatically he bows down by Moidim. He doesn't have to tell the Kopt about that. The Kopt knows what about that. Smiley is thinking about something else. The Charedim and the Yerushalmi says, we can't take this Kipshuta. He says, that means the Zicha were Machaven, to the Kedosh Elyon and Machaven and the Davening, but it means that what it says, like Kaveinis Elochad's man, he wants to say Pshat, that means that there was a straight Kavone from the beginning of the Tefillah to the end. There was one time he thought he was able to be Machaven the whole Tefillah without a Hefsik Machshove. And then all of a sudden, Vir Haris Belibi, this Machshove came in. It's unclear how the other Pshatim on in the Monis there doesn't explain this Monis Pachaya. It's a very difficult Yerusham. Al Kaponim. So therefore, the Ben Tam says, Mitoyer Shaodam Mispalo Ve'ein Miskaven Liboy is Averois of Niskorim. So, Fakert, so that's Moira Rakitruk. ומי אולי יתוכן לפורש כן, כלל תסס ישחילק אנדרה בין אותם, אלא אדרה במיירי במסעמץ לחבין ליבוי לקרשיס, אז הוא ביתח שתי תפילוסי נשמש. כי דפק אינוים דממך בתפילוסי ומאין, כתמוך ברי שרוי, דאומה רב יהודה מרב גימו דבור המריחים יום אפשר לא דום. וחושב המערך בתפילוסי. If a person davens long, so that thinks about אריך השמים. ופורך למיימרי דמל יוסי, ואומר רב חייה ברב המערך בתפילוסי, ומיים בו סויף בו לידי כאב לי, ותנן המייל אוף ימיים, שנמה תחלס ממושוכו, תחלס זה לא שם תפילה, מאחלה לית. So the Gemara says, קלוימה, מאיים בו, אימה בליבוי, משאימה בליבה שיהיה יעשו בקשוס, לפי שיספלו בכבון, בוא לידי כאב ליב, שאין בקשוס אין נעסיס, תחלס לא שם תפילה, מלא שם ויחל מושה. ואומר רבי יצחוק, שלא ישלום, הסכים הבני ששלא דמיין תפילה, שידי כך מפשושים במייסב, לא בביתך ובזכוי יסב, ונראה מהם, so to see that what the zchuyos really are. So there's a stira, mishan, no, the mind bo, the loy mind bo. That means if he's soy mechal tfilosoy, so then that brings the cave lave, like this is marich and yomot. Ba'asht abi kol hani shloy shedvor me'inyin echot, kir notuy shebeteich b'zchusoy. Va'oyver, it's the same thing, is also b'teich b'zchusoy. Ma'isid el chaveh, shebeteich b'zchusoy, shionish chaveh al yodi, that's why he's mispalo that yene should be nene shal yodi. Zogte gemorre weiter. Vom Arab Yitzhok dalde dvorem mekarim gzaldine shal odom. Eilu hein, tzedoko, tzooko, shinei Hashem, b'shinei maisem. Tzedoke dechsiv, utzdoke tatzel mimoves. Tzooko dechsiv, b'yitzaku al Hashem, b'tzal lehmetzu keseim yoitziyem. שיני השם דחסיב סורי אשתכו לא סיכורי אשמו סורי כי סורו שמו. סיב ברחתי יויסו וגם נסעתי ממנו לכו בין. שיני מייסה דחסיב היה הלכים אסמאסיים. חסיב אינוכם הלכים על הורו אשר דיבר לסיס להם ולא יוסו. וישעים ומפשיני מוקם דחסיב היימר השם על אברום לך לכו מארצכו והודו ואסכו לגוי גודו. So that's noch azach. Be idoch, the Tanakama, which didn't mention Shinimokim, who's chusaderet Yisrael, who dahan yelay. This Vasemes brings down from the Marsho, what Rashi says, Shinimayse shov meiro osoy. That means tshuve. He does that she's mishanda maisov. So lechayre, this is what we say, tshuve, tfile, tzedoke, maviren eschoy agzeirem. So, in fact, the Marsho, there's another two things. There's Shini Hashem, and then according to one man, the Yomer, the Shini Mokim. So why do we mention only these three? There's a very interesting Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, Emerson, we're speaking about a Gzar Din. When there's a Gzar Din already. So we heard before a Gemara that, Gemara mentioned it, that, that kan koidem gzardin, kan la'acha gzardin. That after gzardin, tefillah doesn't help. Tzaoka maybe will help, but tefillah doesn't help. A gzardin is that, so one needs tremendous schusim to be oiker the gzardin. So that's for kelt stokis, tzaoka tatzel mimoves, tefillah is a gzeres mise. Tzaoka, the Gemara really says it's tzaoka, not tefillah. Tzoka v'yitzaku al Hashem. Tzoka is more than tefillah. And tshuve shinimayse. So that's oiker the gzardin. Shov meiro osoy. He says, shini Hashem is not pshat. There's nothing to do with the gzardin. It's not oiker the gzardin. But we avoid the gzardin. Because the gzardin was on Reuven and now we're Shimon. Harei acheru. So the chaymer of the gzardin falls off with shini Hashem. Or the chaymer of the gzardin falls off with shini mokim because the gzardin was on this mokim, er gefindt sich an andere mokim. So that's why Mavirin esroi agzeiris tshuva tefila tzedoke. That means this is able to counteract the roya agzeira. Ma she'en kein shini Hashem and shini mokoim is pshat is, that's not mavirin esroi agzeira. No, we avoid the gzeira by saying the gzeira was not chal on this person and on this mok.